Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kita Spock's here, too. Kita is a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness and the author of The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required. I'm holding it in my hand right now. It's a beautiful little book. Kita is one of our favorite folks. She is our happiness expert. And she's here to talk to us about that very topic right now. Kita Spock, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim.
Well, it's good to have you back. Kita, sometimes people, I feel that finding happiness is like finding a unicorn. You know? And I wonder if we, it's been so long since we actually were face-to-face with one of those elusive beasts, that we almost forget that we should be doing that. What do you think?
Yeah, the other aspect to it is because we're in such a busy 24/7 world is that not only do we lose sight of the unicorn, which in a way the unicorn, of course, represents calmness, peacefulness, all those wonderful emotions and feelings that we may have had as kids, and in our busy world, we sometimes forget or are distracted by other things, and so we lose sight of what is important. And I think one has to remember that what happiness is are all those things, all those people that are important to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that importance in being distracted, going in every which way and direction, being encouraged to try this, buy that, to the point that we lose our centeredness. We lose what is uniquely important to us as a human being and as a business person.
And those are the things that I say that before they make us happy, they bring us joy. Do you differentiate between joy and happiness?
I do to a certain extent, because joy is a more substantive feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It almost is a form of a high. It's as if you take being happy to a level where there is an element of eternalness and an element of spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
That is inculcated in that sense of joy. It is so profound. It's superficial.
Exactly. And see, I'm as you're saying all that, I'm thinking, okay, it's sort of like and love. You know, I don't always like my teenager, but I always love them, right? And my business, as a business owner, my business brings me a lot of joy because I am a business owner. But it doesn't always make me happy.
Of course not. And someone thinking, and we've talked about this before, Jim, someone thinking that happiness is something that you get once and then it's with you forever,
right.
is naive. Happiness is elusive in the sense that, like pain in life, like challenges in life, like successes in life, they all come in their own moments, in their
mm-hmm.
good moments, in their realistic moments, and that acceptance of success one day, pain the next day, joy the next, however that repetition or rhythm is, that in and of itself is the beginnings of being content
mm-hmm.
and of actually creating a sense of calmness and happiness within yourself.
This may sound weird to some people, but on the worst days in my business over the years, the times when I didn't know if I was going to make it or not, I actually thank God for my business. Because it was my business. The problem that I was facing that day, that particular moment, was a problem that belonged to me. And if I fixed it, that solution belonged to me. And I thank God for that opportunity, even though I was pretty unhappy. So my point is that, to me, that's what I hope small business owners get to the point where they can differentiate between the alligator that's biting your ankles right now and the fulfillment that you can get from being an owner and owning that alligator. What do you think?
I agree with you, Jim, because what that actually is total empowerment. You are the boss of you. You are the boss of whatever you're running. And that sense of ownership, of entitlement, but of that entitlement has a responsibility with it. You have a business that you're proud of, but you're also responsible for it to be successful, for it to run. There is that double-edged sword. Yes, it's risky. Yes, people will say you're crazy. Why are you still doing it? Why don't you go and get a job and work for somebody else or whatever the case may be? But in that moment of accepting responsibility that this is mine and this is uniquely me going through this experience, I can't think of anything that is more empowering.
Mm-hmm. But it takes, I will tell you, Keita, it takes time. It takes hours logged in your business or your endeavor, you know, if it's playing the violin or whatever it may be that is the, you know, at the core of your being, so to speak. It takes time to get through a few of those, because once you've assumed the attitude you just described and you survived, then the next time it happens, you say, okay, this looks like the last time, and it looks ugly. It may take me down, but I pulled this out before, so you've got a frame of reference. And every one of those you deal with, the alligator gets a little smaller.
Yes, and the aspect of that whole dealing with, as I said earlier, not only empowers, it gives you wisdom, it gives you experience,
mm-hmm.
it gives you expertise. And in your small business, you'll notice, as Jim has probably been describing through the show, as your business unfolds, evolves, and matures, then your sphere of influence as a small business owner grows. So not only do you perhaps have effect and impact on your employees or on people coming to visit it, it grows and grows and grows.
Keita, I need your website, please.
The website, KeitaSzpak.com, KeitaSzpak.com.
The one and only Keita Szpak, I might add, ladies and gentlemen. 20 after, right back with our good friend Keita. I'm Jim. Stay with me.
Feeling like I ought to sleep.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.